my mind, there's no sorrow. Don't you know that it's so? There'll be no sad tomorrow. Don't you know that it's so? There's a place where I can go when I feel low, when I feel blue. And it's my mind, and there's no time when I'm alone. There's a place, there's a place, there's a place, there's a place.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Shifted as they turned to watch me leave. And And I pulled a little bottle from the pocket in my sleeve. Well, the sunlight, it was stronger to my church dark widened eyes than the light which had blinded me with Christ's own half-lives. Yes, mid Sunday morning, my old playmate sat round a stumble-stained table, and Christopher, he spat, and he kicked out a chair, and he showed me sin, and they started back singing in that shit-smelling pit. They were grinning with comforted kids, and their wives were in church or at home and in beds. So I sucked down a cupful, and God shone within in a red earthen mask. And I...
All right, folks. My name is Anita B. The time is 6:37, so I'm a little bit late. But let me tell you, folks, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. But on the way here, I hit the craziest traffic, like the worst traffic, going down, weirdly enough, like 16th Avenue West. Like an arbutus it started. I was like, what? Anyways, long story short is I'm here. But whew, holy moly. I was so stressed because I hate being late and I'm very sorry. Okay, so my show is all about Canadian music, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. And I have promised some of you guys... I'm still trying to grab my breath here. An East Van Baseball League special edition of Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which I will be doing. Yes. So I'm going to be playing like my league... Let me give you a background. Let me calm down and... take a deep breath, because I ran all the way from the parking garage. I am part of a baseball league that is embarking on its playoffs weekend, like the final playoffs. This is it. So this upcoming weekend, my team, the Strathcona Stevedores, will be battling it out. We came in last place out of five teams, and we're playing the fourth place team, which would be the Spikers. The Railtown Spikers Friday night, and then move into Saturday. There's like it's like a double knockout. So yeah, so if we lose two games, then we're done, right? So anyways, then all day Saturday there's going to be teams battling it out at Strathcona, and there's going to be a sauna bus, and there's going to be tons of people. And there's going to be alcoholic beverages that you can, I believe, legally buy. It's all set up for everybody to have possibly the best time of their lives. Let me tell you, when you combine baseball with socializing and good friends and sunshine, because it's going to be sunny this weekend, I'm telling you, it's if I believed in God and heaven, that's how I would define heaven. It's heavenly. It's going to be the best weekend. So there you go. So Friday, Saturday, and then the finals are on Sunday. So anyways, in tribute to all this heaven that I personally will be experiencing, there are going to be a bunch of bands I'm going to play today of the guys in my league. So it's mostly guys. I'm one of the few girls. Yeah. Now, because I ran in here like a crazy lady, I'm going to play us my favorite local band in the meantime. They have a new EP out. I'm running across campus in my flip-flops, like running, like dashing, like down the first baseline. Yeah. Gotta catch my breath. Okay, so I'm gonna play something from my favorite local band. They are called Inherent Vices, and they have a new 4-song EP out. It's called Volume 1. Now, they're going to be releasing 5 more songs on Volume 2 come the fall. So they have 2 EPs. So they're releasing this first. And I had these guys on my show back in the fall, and they just played on Ben Lai's show live as well. They're so cool and nice guys, and their music is killer. So They have four songs. I'm going to play all of them. All right. This is like brand spanking new. The first song is called Shade of Love. The next is called On You, Ode to a Shitty Friend, The Climb. And then the last song we're going to hear is Bad Behaviors. Then we're going to launch into all the other bands that are my buddies, the bands of my buddies. Inherent Vices are also my buddies. So there we go. That's what I'm doing. I need to be here on CITR. Whew. All right, folks. So let's get started with Inherent Vices. You're going to love it. And the station, of course, phew, I think I'm getting my breath now, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. That was a fast four songs. That was Inherent Vices from their new EP entitled Upside Down Cross, Volume 1. So good. They're local. They are comprised of Christopher Burnside. You've got Jeremiah Hayward and Evan Brewer on drums. The coolest dudes you could know. All right, the time is 6:49. The station is CITR, and it is my special East Van Baseball League episode. So I'm going to be playing some songs starting now. Now, interestingly enough, I kind of did play some songs that were related to East Van Baseball League, right? Okay, as I mentioned before, it's our playoffs this weekend, and we're sort of in sort of the climax, the height of the league. It's all the excitement. So this weekend, Strathcona Park, be there for the playoffs. Okay, but the last band I played, Jeremiah Hayward, is actually a drummer. Well, he is a drummer, but he's the bass player in Inherent Vices, and he's also a catcher. So he almost joined the league this year, but because he was in five bands, like five, that's a lot, he had no time. So him and I have had many conversations about baseball, and he is hoping, he said, to give it his all next year. So he should be a part of our league. You should be seeing him with some catcher's gear on next year. Yes. So there you go. Now the next band. Okay, when we talk about the East Van Baseball League, you can't not think of the Isotopes, because they are, well, definitely Canada's only punk rock themed punk rock themed baseball team. Or you could say baseball-themed punk rock band. That's what I meant to say. So they're Canada's only baseball-themed band. Now, I'm not joking when I say this. There are other bands, though, in the world, particularly the States, that have the theme of baseball to them. For example, there's a band called Pewig Destroyer. Now, I don't know if they're still around, but a couple years ago, they were doing their thing. So there are bands that do sing about baseball. But the Isotopes are Vancouver's baseball darlings. And I met Justin initially, I don't know, a few years ago. And then I even had a couple of the Isotopes. Notification. Okay, I'm going to turn that off while I do my show. What was I saying? So I met those guys a couple of years ago. So Matt and Evan came in, and I interviewed them on my show. And that's how I got to know the Isotopes, yeah. And so the song that got me into them was this song called, it's kind of their hit song. You kind of can't not love it. It's called The Ballad of Ray Ordonez. And there you go. This was on their record entitled The First Four Seasons, which was a culmination of sort of, I believe, four singles of theirs that they had put out separately, and they put it together. They do have a newer album out entitled, Nuclear Strike Zone. So I might play two from them. So I'll play Ballad of Ray Ordonez, and then I'm going to play something from their newest record. And then we'll move into more bands from my baseball league, right? There we go. Okay, now my name is Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this right here is the Isotopes.
I don't wanna talk about it. On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Your eyes, I hope you sleep.
All right, CITR is the place you are at. I just played us a band called The Core. Now, The Core is spelled C-O-R-P-S, and The Core is actually a band. This is interesting. They have a theme as well. Like, I played the Isotopes. They have a theme. These guys have a theme, and they are all cartoon characters. What is it? Like, sorry, like superheroes? I don't know. I'm not into comics. I'll be totally honest with you. So this is The Core. Okay, what's the deal here? They are all based on, like, DC Comics characters. Yes. Now, The Core is comprised of Dan Garrison, Andrew Peterson, Dan Stenning, and Jarrett Reed. They are four-piece who are local. And Andrew, maybe Dan, too. I definitely know Andrew, though. Andrew plays for the Isotopes here as part of the East Fan Baseball League. One of the coolest guys you can meet. Very chill, very awesome. And by the way, you should head on over to see Andrew. He is doing a DJ night at What's Up Hot Dog. So What's Up Hot Dog is a sponsor of the East Van Baseball League. And What's Up Hot Dog is located at Hastings near Nanaimo. And it's all hot dogs. You can get some other things too, like salads. Makes me very happy because I it's owned actually by Matt. So Matt is an Isotope and he plays in the league that I'm talking about. And if you just joined us, I am focusing on the East Fan Baseball League and our playoffs this weekend. It's the playoffs. Five teams are going for the gusto. So my team is the Strathcona Stevedores. You've got the Spikers, so the Railtown Spikers. You've got the East Van Black Sox. You've got Vancouver Isotopes. And the Murder, the Mount Pleasant Murder. Now, the Murder are the number one team in the league. Now, I don't really know that they're any better than the rest of us. I think they've gotten lucky. So, just saying. I'm feeling the Stevedores are going to come from last place. That's my team. Because we have our secret weapon back. He's back from Europe. He's our starting pitcher. His name is Kynan, and he's so good. You guys had better watch it. Yeah. So my team is playing Friday night at Strathcona Park against the Spikers. And there will be a multitude of fun activities, i.e. a sauna bus, some drinks. You can even, like, acquire beverages, lots of people, and baseball, at the very least. Baseball. Like, how can you not love baseball? So there you go. So the East Fan Baseball League is doing their thing all weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There you go. All right. So let's find out who else I played. So before that, we heard two from the Isotopes from their most recent record released last year, Nuclear Strike Zone. We heard Never Been Caught. And then, as I mentioned before, we heard the Ballad of Ray Ordonez from their record of a few years ago called The First Four Seasons. The time is 7:04. And why don't I do some weather. Let's find out what is going on with weather in Vancouver, because it's imperative, especially when you have baseball. All right, so it's looking good, folks. I'm pretty stoked here. Okay, so it's currently 20 degrees in the city of Vancouver, and today's Wednesday. The overnight low is 14, and then we move into tomorrow, which is Thursday, high of 25 and sunny. Yes. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday goes like this. 26, 25, 24, and sunny. Not even a cloud, like, symbol over top of that sun. So bring your sunscreen when you are coming to Strathcona Park to watch baseball happen. All right, so let's move on. Let's see. Well, next coming up, we have, what do I have here? Oh, yeah, Shockload. Okay, so Shockload, this is, this is a band that is Ryan. So Ryan from the Mount Pleasant Murder, he is in this band called Shockload. He is one of their pitchers and, number one team in the league. That's his band. Now, his band actually just came back from being on tour with another East Fan Baseball League players team, which is the Greatest Sons. That would be Richard on the Isotopes. So I'm going to play those guys next. So right now, let's focus on some Shockload. And let's see, what song do I have for us here? How about Attractive Distraction. Let's listen to that one, guys. These guys are local. And there we go. You can find them on Bandcamp, right? Because what else? What can't you find on Bandcamp? All right, here we go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Shockload.
You keep lying, well, I keep trying to keep the trust between us. I didn't want to fight, so I told you you're right. Let's keep this civilized. You've been telling lies, when they're out of voice, when there's something that you're hiding. You're lying to my face. Well, I will put you in your place. Leave your ass out in the cold. Your ass out in the cold. Why'd you walk away?
Refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
All right, that right there was a band called The Greatest Sons, and that features Richard, who is one of the two Richards on the Isotopes. And we heard the song Career Paths from their record entitled Play Through the Pain, Sing Through the Strain. All right, before that, we heard something from the band Shockload. Now, the song we heard was called Settle the Score, and that album is Attractive Distraction. My name is Anita B, and I am doing a special East Van Baseball League themed show. So I'm playing bands that are associated with our league. So, like players, they're bands. Now, this is kind of fun. I was in a band way back when, and we were called Clover Honey. Now, I went to CBC just to see if, because we used to be on CBC Music. And the link is now broken or missing. So I'm like, what? Does my band even exist anywhere on the internet? I don't even know. So I went to the site, and it's called tunein.com. And apparently my band is on it. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. So I'm going to hit play just to see and if we can hear my band. Now, my old band. Whoa. Let me turn that off. And I'm saying this because, okay, what's happening there? Because I'm just curious. So why don't we all just see if my old band is still even on the internet anywhere? I'm just going to play. And who even puts this stuff up? Like, I was one of the three people in this band, and, like, nobody told me. But, hey, I'll take it. So let's hit. It says live. It's this tunein.com thing. Artist Clover Honey. So if I hit play, let's see if anything happens. We're doing a little experiment. What happens here? Live. Click on that.
Works directly with organizations in your area to provide nutrition essential to child.
No, I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
Join the campaign and make a donation. Let's see what happens here, folks. ChorusFeedsKids.com.
Chorus Feeds Kids, generously supported by Denny's.
As we all know, the best part of a project is being done.
This
so
is
if
live.
You have a project you'd like to start
Do
or finish
I have to hear commercials?
A Capital Direct home equity loan can help you get it done. Or maybe you just want to take care of
it. I'll just keep talking to see if my band will actually come on. Because I'm curious. All right. I'm doing a little experiment on air to see if this tunein.com actually plays my old band. Apparently not. It's just a bunch of commercials. All right, enough of that. But I have something else lined up. So I'm playing a band called the Tubuloids. These guys are awesome. And I used to play these guys like before I even met Rob. Now, Rob is... one of the most passionate guys of the East Van Baseball League. He used to be what is called a ringer. So there's, when the league was developed, there's a whole bunch of people who either missed the deadline to be put on a team, or they just didn't have enough time to sort of be, to commit full time to being on a team. So those guys, kind of like subs, like if you're a substitute teacher, you know, you're in this like pile of people, and if they need somebody, you'll get called up if you're lucky. So Rob happened to be one of these guys who was a ringer, and, he's just like so passionate and so always there, always like putting together practices and whatnot. So he got called up. So he's now, I believe he's on the murder, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And so the point of my story is that before I even met him, I'd been playing his band called the Tubuloids. These guys are awesome. They're kind of like, how do I describe them? Like hardcore surf. Yeah, that's right. And this record here, Surf Fukushima. This is what I used to play back in the day, like a few years ago. And we're going to hear it. We're going to hear something from this. So it looks like we're going to hear Booze Cruise. I think that's what we're going to hear first, okay? So here we are. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music gets played every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And let's hear the Tubuloids. These guys, of course, are local. They just came back from tour. Yeah, they did. Okay, so I believe this is Booze Cruise we're going to hear. And how am I doing? Yeah, okay. I haven't screwed that up yet. Okay, good. Yep.
Store. not done as in it's ready to bottle and drink. It's done fermenting. It's fermenting now. I tasted it. It actually, even though it's cloudy, there's a little bit of yeasty character to it. It tastes pretty good. It tastes like it does fit.
I'm not a Dr. Jekyll out on a first mission. I don't wanna be around him when the change occurs.
Well, I was just trying to play some of a band here called Hot Loins. This would be Sean's. It's hard for me to say that band name, like, you know, with a, like, without laughing. Okay, so Hot Loins. I don't think their MySpace is working. I'm going to try. Okay, so I was trying to play a song called Buzzkill. That didn't seem to work. Let's go back. Let's go to Only Human. Will that song get played? Oh, play all. Maybe that'll play. No. I don't even, like, is MySpace still working? I just had the same problem with my own band, my old band. No, not working. Sorry, Sean. Your band, I don't know. It's not working. Okay, so I'm back. This is Anita B. And I'm playing a whole bunch of bands that are associated with the East Van Baseball League. Oh, so what other band was I going to play now? I don't know. I've temporarily, I was trying to get that Hot Loins up, folks. So that wasn't working. So now I'm kind of stuck for a split second here. I'm going to play something that's just always good. So I'm going to play as something that could be baseball fans. I don't know. Sonic Avenues. I play these guys all the time. Oh, you know, I have a great idea. Why don't I play Needles and Pins? Needles and Pins, why not? Because you know what? Adam, Needles and Pins, is a huge baseball fan. He's unfortunately a Jays fan. So, but you know. And I'm going to play something from their record, Shamebirds, because it's good. And I might play my favorite song of theirs. No, I'm not. I always play Only Call Me When You're Drunk, because it's my favorite song of theirs. But I think I'll branch out a bit. How about, I'll play a High and Waiting / Cheap Cigarettes. That sounds good. I'm going to play us that, and my name is Anita B. This is my show here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I guarantee I'll be back with way more East Van Baseball League music. I was trying to find the band Village. I know Al from the East Van Black Sox is in a band called Village, but I couldn't really find his stuff. But hey, here we go. This is Needles and Pins. Close enough. We got Adam, who's a big baseball fan. There we go. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Waiting, cutting corners and Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion. There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Oh, man.
What? What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
I laugh when I watch cartoons. Nervous laughter. Nervous.
All right, that right there is Joel. Joel from the band. The band is Nervous Talk, and the team he is on is the Mount Pleasant Murder. Now, Joel may or may not be playing a lot lately, but he was a member of the East Van Baseball League and a super cool guy. His band, Nervous Talk, sadly are no longer, and if you never caught them, then too bad. You really missed out. One of my favorite local bands. All right, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and there is a theme to my show, and it is all about the East Van Baseball League. So I've decided to sort of promote the playoffs this weekend. It's the first year that the East Van Baseball League has had five full teams, and when I say five teams, I really mean there's five full teams, but there's also a sixth, if you will. There's like a whole bunch of people who are really eager, and they're called the ringers. So, and they sometimes they'll play in like exhibition play, pickup games, whatever. And so five full teams, but a whole bunch of other sort of people supporting and wanting to play. Now next year, rumors have it that there could easily be seven teams. Like, there's so much interest in being a part of the East Van Baseball League, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. And my team is the Strathcona Stevedores. I happen to be the only girl on my team. That's okay. I don't mind. It's fun. You put yourself out there. And I'm talking about getting hit by pitches, but that's okay because I've been hit by pitches before. But here's the thing about baseball, folks, is that if you want to enjoy the sport to its maximum, you have to accept all the sort of, I guess, like all the hazards involved in it. I mean, I was doing some research on sports, and I was curious as to find out which sport is most dangerous. All right, so everybody thinks it's football, and it seems to be, from my research, it's not the number one causing injury sport. Baseball is definitely in the top, depending on the poll or the people or, you know, the organization that put out the stats, is definitely in the top five in terms of injuries. And I'm not talking about just getting hit by pitches. I'm talking about like getting hit by grounders in the face and whatnot. Now, I watched this killer documentary the other night. It was so good. It's called Fastball. And it was all about sort of about the fastball, about people who could throw balls really fast over the plate. It's that simple. It's not very complicated. And the point of the story is there was a moment early on in the doc where I was horrified. This one guy got beamed in the head by a fastball. And we're talking like, I don't know, like 100 mile per hour fastball or something ridiculous. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, it was horrifying. He went down like a sack of potatoes. Like, he was just like gone. He was out. And I just, and I felt not so bad, you know, because there's these like, you know, seasoned old guys who are like Hall of Fame players who are just like getting around, and they were like, oh yeah. When Nolan Ryan went up to, you know, to pitch, like, I was scared of getting hit by a ball. And these were like the toughest dudes ever. And I was like, yeah, okay, I don't feel so bad. So that's that. So, okay, I recommend you see Fastball. That's a really good one. That's a really good documentary. Also, if you've never seen Knuckleball, like Knuckleball from 2011 is one of my favorite for sure. That was really intriguing, really fascinating. Love that one. And of course, Bad News Bears. If you just want to figure out baseball and enjoy it and laugh, Walter Matthau and those kids, like, oh my God, I'm all about the Bad News Bears. Okay, so there you go. So it's baseball talk with Anita. And let's go over the other bands I played. Okay, so Nervous Talk, there you go, we got Joel. The band before we heard was the Beelines, and that features not Ryan. There's brothers in the band. There's Ryan and there's Bruce Dick, all right? So Bruce is the drummer from the Beelines. Super nice dude. Really tall, and he can hit the ball, let me tell you. I just practiced with him like on the weekend. Really nice guy. So we heard his old band, because they have since broken up. That's the Beelines. We heard their song Nervous Laughter from their record Opening Band. And then before that, we heard something from Needles and Pins. And Adam, I would like to say, is sort of associated with the East Van Baseball League. I think he's been invited out to play. Yeah. All right. The time is 7:40. Now I'm going to continue with bands that are associated with the East Van Baseball League. We're going to hear Courtney's. Of course, the Courtney's. How can I play a show without playing the Courtney's? I'm going to play as Winona Forever. That's coming up. And I've got some more stuff, too. All right. So the Courtney's, they are a three-piece band. I just saw them not long ago play the Astoria, because who doesn't play the Astoria? I'm kind of tired of going to the Astoria, to be honest, folks. It's just like, is there any other, like, venues in the city? I don't know. And I was going down by the old Electric Owl, and I was, like, kind of mourning the loss of that place. The Electric Owl was a cool little venue. Oh, well. Okay, back to the Courtney's. So the Courtney's are a three-piece girl band. Courtney is one of the players. She plays guitar. She is on the, well, Mount Pleasant Murder. Yeah, they seem to have a lot of good kids on their team. Number one team in the East Fan Baseball League. Now here's where the Courtney's get interesting, is that the drummer is a singer. Yeah, very cool. So I'm going to play their sort of hit song from a few years ago called 90210. Then we're going to go into my bandmate. We're talking about Rowan. He's got a band called Winona Forever, and they're coming up next. And there you go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and hey, if you are looking for something to do tonight, go to What's Up Hot Dog. Andrew Peterson is DJing, and it's a very cool hot dog joint on Hastings near Nanaimo. And there's a lot of baseball sort of stuff going on there. You can watch games and whatever. And it's, I guess it's the official hangout of, you know, post games of the East Van Baseball League. And hey, you know what? As I told you, there's our playoffs this weekend, and there's a sauna bus. So you can actually just go to Strathcona Park, bring a bathing suit, and hang out for free in a sauna on a bus. And apparently that bus, I think, is taking people also after the game to What's Up Hot Dog. So if you don't want to drink and drive, you can, like, just take the bus. Not if you don't, because you never should. You will not be drinking and driving. Point being, you have free transportation. Like, does it get any better? Answer is no. And it could get a little better, because right now you got the Courtney's. There you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The Courtney's. We'll be right back.
possibly understand?
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
All right, that right there is Rowan's band. Rowan, my teammate on the Strathcona Stevedores, with the song I Don't Go Outside. I love the name of the song. Let's see. I Don't Go Outside, I Don't Like Shit, from their album Yacht Rock. I saw those guys recently, actually, with the Cornies, and they're so young. They're so precious. Like, I want to eat them up. They're so cute and awesome. So Rowan, when I say all this about him, yeah, I don't miss... Well, I should tell you that he can't play. The guy can't play. No, nope, Rowan's awful. He's terrible. Yeah, just, you know, hit right to him because he can't catch the ball. No, Rowan's like one of the best in the league. He's so good. So anyways, that's Winona Forever. Time is 7:53, and I'm just finishing up my show, which is all focused on East Fan Baseball League bands. Yes, it's on all the bands that are part of the league I play baseball in. And so we are playing the playoffs this weekend. It's going to be awesome. So come on down to Strathcona Park. And we're going to be there for like Friday night, all day Saturday, and most of Sunday, I think. So come on down and expect to have a great time. Yeah, so I'm going to finish off with, I realized like I was trying to play some girl bands. And I did play the Cornies. And of course, Sunshine, this band Sunshine, who I did see play like a couple of summers ago. This is Jilly Bean. This is her band. She is one of the members of the East Fan Black Sox. And this will be the last song I play tonight. The song is called, let's see. Well, I'm going to play us a song called Precious Rock. You can find this on their Bandcamp. Yes, you can. It was released just like a month and a half ago. Yeah. I believe they went on tour. I think they did. So we're going to hear the song Precious Rock. You can find it on their Bandcamp. This is the band Sunshine. And I think that will do it for us. And my show, of course, is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. You can listen to my show every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And this is where Canadian music occurs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And if you want to see my band, Friday at 6:05. Yeah, that's right, folks. Here we go. This is Sunshine. Wait, just to like make that clear, not my band. My team, my baseball team. By the way, on that note, I have to tell you, being on a baseball team is so similar to being in a band. Like, the parallels are just the same. You have practice, you have the show, you have to lug gear, right? Especially if you're, like, the home team or the drummer or whatever. So I've actually said things, like, to my, almost said bandmates, to my, like, teammates. I'm like, oh, when's our next jam, right? All right, enough of that. So it's not my band, it's my team. Okay, back to Sunshine. Here we go. On CITR. We'll be right back.
reptiles by nature.
And you're listening to
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Starvation, her children need all that she brings.